Blog Talk Radio.
The Conquering Lion shall break every chain. The Conquering Lion shall break every chain.
Talking to Cole, and I don't know why I got off into this lesson right here that I wanted to do. I know it's because of the 4th of July, and I know that we didn't know our history. So when I went back and I got an old history book that in 1990 took a course in SMU College. I got two history books that these two history books got some stuff in it that they teach at a white college that black folks don't know a damn thing about. And that's a goddamn shame, Brother Drew. They teach these two books that I'm going to come out of, and Cole got a copy of them when we were making copies of them. And Cole told me, he said, when I started telling them about what I had walked up on, Cole said, he said, "Damn, DeWa," he said, "I've been telling your ass for the last 2 weeks This is what I'm talking about, the declaration. And you, it's just now damn dawned on you. I say, yeah, because goddamn it, hell, I just now started back reading this book. I know I done, we done went through this book and taught on this book. I read this book over 100 times and sit my ass down here this week and read this book, Brother Drew, and I thought I had read it.
Uh-huh.
I missed so much shit out of this book, it didn't make no it didn't make no sense, and that's what Cole was telling me. He said, DeWard, look at the book, look at it. And you know, Cole be talking so goddamn fast, you know, you can't understand Cole sometimes, especially on the phone. And so I looked at this book, Brother Drew, and I want to share something with this study here, is that we're going to go back into history out of this book, these two books that I got. And see, it's a funny thing, Brother Drew. White folks wrote down everything that they learned from a colored nation of people. They wrote down how they traveled, how they went to this colored nation of people and conquered this colored nation of people. Then after they conquered the colored nation of people, they got all of their history and their ideas to create what they got today in today's society, and they wrote it down. It is nothing on earth that they haven't explored, because they didn't know anything about earth down here for the simple reason where they came from. They came from the third planet, and they had mixed their seed with the Nubian that was down here. And when they did that, the Nubian lost all forms of what he was, and he became the Martian. He became known as the Germanic race of people. This is Japheth's children in the northern hemisphere. We know this right now. You know, we ain't mad at them. Ain't nothing. The shit done happened. There ain't a damn thing you can do for it. But you had to understand what the fuck happened. You know, and all this bullshit about gods and religions and shit, you don't know what the hell happened because you don't study esoteric knowledge. The Zionist Jews wrote every goddamn thing down over in the East. And over here in the West, our forefathers wrote everything down. And it was word of mouth. See, we didn't have to write anything down. We was craftsmen and trademen from Jump Street. And we had so many generations of people that was like that because we came from a planet where it was engraved in our DNA when we was born of who the fuck we were and where we came from. We came from the 19th, the number 19. We came from the 19th galaxy. We didn't come from the 12th galaxy. We placed in the 12th galaxy. We knew all of this about where we came from once upon a time until the wall, the Great Wall, and the aliens came. This is a planet that everybody was out the Earth because of the minerals here on Earth. All the star systems, they knowed about this place. They call it a Thyra. They didn't call it Earth. Earth in this language. They call this place a Thyra. Everybody wanted this a Thyra because everybody had an ozone of two moons. Whenever you seen two moons in a galaxy, it looked like when we studied the ancient knowledge, then you would have an ozone layer. It would be the heating up of the planet would heat up. And that's where we was down here, placed down here to mine the ore, which was gold and silver, to send back to our planet, the 19 galaxy, and we got the big wall and the big gap in it. But things has been to change because we're getting back close to ancient Nubia right now. We ain't that many more years. We ain't no more than 10 or 15 years away from the mothership. we call it the mothership, you understand what the fuck we're talking about. Everybody's been telling you about when you see, because some of y'all will be here. More than likely, me and Drew will be here. We all will be here to see what the hell I'm talking about now that you don't understand. But first, we have to understand the history of these people. And when we go back into this history, Brother Drew, we were taught this in high school. We were everything I'm finna tell you right now, we was taught this in goddamn school. But we was put in a system that if they taught you only 1 year of this shit in school and give you a diploma in it, it was guaranteed that after 5 years you would forget every goddamn thing that you got your diploma in. You would wind up with what they called the four bases that you needed in the system. You would know mathematics. You wouldn't forget mathematics because you would use it every day, the count of money and stuff. You would do that, but you still would forget if they taught you algebra in high school. And when your child got back there, you couldn't help your child in algebra. You couldn't help it. You weren't able, because you was put on a system that would make you forget what you had taught. But they taught it to you. They taught it. Every goddamn thing that I'm going to say today was taught to us in the 10th grade in a history class, because I know, goddamn it, I got my 10th grade history book, and this was put in the curriculum. So yeah. Every school book in America is okay by a school system and a curriculum. They were strict as hell back in that day and time. And shit, the government told you what to put in a goddamn, not the states. And all books that they taught out of it and was agreed by the government that this was correct information that was put in those books. That we have never see. Reading is comprehension, and it done took me. I've been in this book here over 50 or 60 times. Me and Cole, I was telling Cole, reading this damn book, and then understand this, what he been trying to tell me about, to look into. He was telling me, look into the Declaration of Independence, Brother Drew. Now when we do that, we'll find out. The Declaration of Independence. We got some static, Brother Drew.
Oh, I don't hear that. You hear?
Yeah, I hear it. Okay, now I don't hear it now, Brother Drew. We have the Declaration of Independence. Let's go back to that time period in history when it was called the New World. When it was. This name right here, New World. Well, the New World consisted only of 13 colonies that later on became states after a war. We're going back to when they was colonies. And wherever you live, like Virginia, Massachusetts, Georgia, that was called country. That was your country that you lived in. And it was based upon your religion that you were. And that country that you claimed, you was from Virginia country, Massachusetts country, Georgia country, Alabama country, and you claim that you came from a county that was in that country, like Houston County, where I come from. See, we have to understand how this shit was in the beginning to understand how we've been bullshitted about a whole lot of shit. And when we study like this, then we have a good goddamn understanding of some shit. Now, this is what this shit was called from Jump Street. They had to do a whole lot of Congress before any of these people got believed this. This is why they had such confusion with John Adam. It's a funny thing, Brother Drew. John Adam and Thomas Jefferson never celebrated the 4th of July. And they disagreed with the 4th of July being the Independence Day because that was a lie. It was the 2nd of July. And Thomas Jefferson and John Adams never went to an event when they was president on the 4th of July. Everybody in that day and time knows how they felt about the 4th of July. And guess what, Brother Drew? On the 4th of July, John Adams, on the 4th of July, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the same day in less than an hour of each other. That's some hell of a history, ain't it? And these boys never celebrated the 4th of July because they said it was a lie. And they couldn't participate in a lie about this 4th of July.
That's interesting.
That's a right, that's interesting at this history. I went back and we're gonna do a summary of this history. History. The Declaration of Independence, Brother Drew, the Bill of Rights and the preamble is only for 13 states now, as we know them as the New England state. They're the only one up under that. Them 13 states signed this Declaration of Independence. The New World is made up right now. Oh, it wasn't then, of 13 New England states, 32 Republic states, 4 Commonwealth states, 13 states, and 2 regions, Alaska and Hawaii, who they let in 1959, both of them. That's what the United States is made up then. But this region wasn't here, but all the other ones here, they didn't have that many at that time, but they all was here. And they was known as Republican Territory, Commonwealth Territory, Western Territory in that day and period in time. And the Declaration of Independence did not concern them because they had what is known as state government, which state government at that time, they called it a country, the government of the country. See, they had a governor over Georgia, had a governor, Alabama, Massachusetts, Virginia, they had elected a governor. These people had the same dictatorship that old England had. It's called a governor was nothing but represented the king. So you had to understand that these Republican states and the Commonwealth states become known as the Confederate states. Now, when this happened, the Republican states fought a war against the Democratic states because, see, you had to understand that in the North, that's where the Whig Party was, and they called themselves the Republic. In the South, where slavery was, these was called Democrat, Loyalists. They was called Loyalists, meaning that they were loyal to Great Britain. That's why Cornwall came in through the South. He didn't fight that wall from New York. He came in the back door, because this is where the loyalists was in the southern states. These was known as republic states, but they actually, that's a lie. They wasn't republic territory or republic states at that time. They still called territory at that time, because they didn't believe in the Republican form of government. They believed in the Democratic form of government. They were the loyalists. This is where you get your loyalists and your Whig party from. You had to know who these people was. The North was Scottish Rite, Temple, Crusade Masons. They came out of they was up under that, this party right here, this Whig party. In the South, these was Duncan York Rite Masons, England. Duncan York Rite Masons, they represented England. The Scottish Rite Mason represented the Scottish Scotland. You understand what I'm talking about? So you had Scotland and England that fought a war for power, for being in control, and they lost the war to the Scottish Rite Masons. How we know that? The Great Seal of the United States of America is Scottish Rite. We know the history. When we go back in the history, we can put two and two together. You don't have to be no rocket goddamn a scientist to understand what the hell I'm saying. When we take it and take our time and break this shit down like we're doing it, it's self-goddamn explanatory. I mean, I'm just sharing history. Me and Drew, we share history, with esoteric history, for the people that got a goddamn mind. You ain't got no mind, you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying. This shit is for people with a mind, but hell, a baby can understand the way I'm explaining it. You can't understand the way I'm explaining this, Brother Drew, something wrong with you.
Uh-huh.
Something desperately wrong with you. And we can see the history has already been done. We just didn't go back and check out. Now, the Declaration of Independence and everything was for them only. That was only. So we can see that this wall, how everything is right now, Brother Drew, it's that same division is going on right now. And the same thing that was going on then, is we are feeling the aftermath of history that happened, blood. We on the short end of it, of that ideology and that movement coming to an end upon the system. See, we know from studying history that no Democratic and Republican form of government, as this is called, this is the seventh one. Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Greek, Persia, Rome, America. That's in a chronological order. Have got the same history, the same language, the same God belief, the same school system, the same thing. He ain't goddamn changed from Babylon. We can trace the history right now with ease. Up under the same color, the same flags, the same logo, red, white, and blue, and the eagle. They call themselves the Birdman Cup. That's the ancient cup. The people over here, we call their ass the Thunderbird. That's really all the indigenous people, especially that lived up in what we call Alaska, that area, they made them totems of the Thunderbird. Watch out for that Thunderbird. well, that Thunderbird was the eagle. The people that was coming up under the eagle, these was evil people that was coming your way. If these people came to you and they was up under the sign of the Thunderbird, you know to kill their ass. And the first one that came over here, Leif Erik the Red, our people over here knew to kill their ass. But they let them go back. The Wampin' Pen, we even know what tribe let Leif Erik Red's ass go back over across the water. And they waited 425 years to come back over here. And then in the 13th century, in the 15th century, they came over here and conquered the indigenous, our people, the Creeks, the Olmec, and the Algonquin. But it's in our wampum belt. It's in our totem. It's in our hieroglyph that anything that came from the east to the west, and it didn't look like us to kill his ass. We call him the pale man, the man on a white horse. All of these signs and symbols was telling us to kill him. Montezuma, when they brought his ass over here as a conquistador, that's the first one. The second one came after the Vikings was the conquistadors in the 12th century. Montezuma knew to kill his goddamn ass, and he didn't kill him. Because he said he seen the Great Spirit and he seen this and he was getting power from it. He wanted to learn from this white boy. And the disease that the Spaniards had killed out all of the goddamn motherfucking Olmec tribe of people with the smallpox. And when the Spaniards conquered, Montezuma gave up. Hell, it wasn't but 13 of them that he gave up and surrendered to. All you have to do is go back into the history. All behind that our ancestors didn't kill this goddamn Viking, the Wampum Pen. That's the tribe we can blame that goddamn shit on, and that's the goddamn Algonquin. And the white, he always loved fucking white people. How we know that the first goddamn Bible wrote in this goddamn language was wrote in Algonquin. That's how we know. That's how we know our history, because we went back and studied this shit. I ain't the only son of a bitch know it either. I might be the first one in this area that you heard talk about it. And I know that don't nobody know what I know, because you ain't me. Can't nobody know. Look, me and Cole come together as collective minds. Shit that we done studied. Me and Brother Drew come together with collective minds and collect them some of bitches together and goddamn of what we done studied. See, the definition, Brother Drew, ism, and we see that word a whole lot, ISM, ism. We see race. Ism. Sectionism is what we're going to talk about. That because, see, in this book, page 177, they start a very interesting history, Brother Drew, and that's called slavery and sectionism. Now, the 177th page of this book is a bad book. Because, see, I wanted to go back, Brother Drew. I went up and look up this word ism because I wanted to know what it means. Because we hear this word so often. And I don't think that most black folks didn't know that when they see racism, that's not one word. That's a compound word. meaning it got two meanings in it. So to get a better goddamn understanding, as my daddy say, that you take that compound word and understand both them damn definitions. Because if you put a compound word on your ass, you better hit daddy when he talk to you, because he'll talk to you in them parables and proverbs and songs, and he'll say some offbeat-ass goddamn shit that you better know what he's talking about, because next thing you know, he on your ass, and you don't know why he on your ass. So I learned to pick up on shit like this here that most people don't pick up on. See, this word ism, when we go in the dictionary, Elfmalen Dictionary, and look up this word ism, it means, here's the definition, a distinct system. Did you hear what I'm saying, Brother Drew? A distinct system.
Right.
Practice, ideology, and movement. So anything that you see the word ism on it, the first thing you had to understand is system. What kind of goddamn system is it? And we already know it's what system is, because it ain't a government in the world ain't up under the caste system. And a caste system is a class system. That's the first goddamn thing that you got to understand. And understand in your situation right now is that everything is up on the caste system, and whether the fuck you like it or not, your ass is under that system because you ain't got the power. James Brown used to sing a song, "You got the power, you ain't got the power," over this goddamn system. And when the system that has been practiced, and then the next word was practice, Brother Drew, was practice on your ass through an ideology that was a movement. And you don't know a goddamn thing about the Scottish Rite Masons and the Duncan Masons. Because that ism, when we put that ism with their ass, and we see a movement of some people over here that disagree with each other, the Whig Party and the Loyalists, in the New World. This is a New World history. And then they became the Continental Congress. You see, nobody don't ever talk about that history. It was given to us, but hell, we don't understand it. And all these goddamn niggas that's genius that we got for senators and doctors and lawyers and shit that say they know politicians and shit don't know a motherfucking thing about a goddamn thing about the government. Because if they did, why are we in the situation we're in? Why is we got to have affirmative action, as they call it, when here's what I know for a fact. Niggas was affirming they goddamn self before affirmative action came in. How I know? Shit, every black community had they whatever a white boy had, your ass had it.
Right.
If he had a drugstore, you had one. He had a grocery store, you had one. He had a hospital, you had one. He had a theater, you had one. It wasn't a goddamn thing that you didn't have that a white man had, and it wasn't no affirmative action. And it wasn't a goddamn thing that you couldn't invent and make, goddamn it, without his goddamn education and goddamn going to school with his goddamn ass, because all the inventors, Booker T. Washington, ain't had now motherfucking crackers goddamn education. But your motherfucking ass wanted to goddamn be with him. And don't tell me you don't, because goddamn it, I come from that area. You asked for this. Because he goddamn sure didn't want your goddamn ass to be integrated, just like he didn't want it then, he don't want it now. you begged him, and then the goddamn government came in and granted the wish to the goddamn fools, and they didn't grant that wish to your ass to 1970 when they know they had conquered your goddamn ass. Shit. And they know that in by the year 2000, what condition your ass would be in. It wouldn't be in no goddamn condition that you goddamn had back here in the 50s because of affirmative action and welfare. You can't call me a liar on it because goddamn it, I was there. Ain't nobody had to tell me about your monkey looking ass I'm looking at now. Shit. Ain't nobody got to tell me about the ass, Brother Drew. Especially them motherfuckers that call themselves leaders and preachers. You don't have to tell me about your goddamn ass. I know about your ass. And I don't mind telling you about it. And I know damn well you don't know what the hell I'm talking about here. You talk about racism. What do racism mean? Somebody done put a distinct system, practice, ideology, and movement on your goddamn ass. That's why it's racism. That's exactly why it's racism. Ain't no other reason. You bought this shit on yourself. You asked for it. Your appointed leaders, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, the two old coon-ass niggas is still here, saying that they leaders of the black nation of people, and your ass still accept them as your leader, who they was appointed by the Democratic Party, the loyalists. Now you understand, don't you, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you understand why the Democrat is, the black one is so loyal to the Democratic Party? Within your goddamn first goddamn name before you was a Democrat, you was a loyalist. Goddamn, go do your history on what became the Democratic Party. Because you first was called a loyalist before your ass was a Democrat. You became, the loyalists became a Democrat because, goddamn it, that's what they believed in, a democratic form of government. But your ignorant ass didn't understand that. After 1960, your ignorant ass didn't understand that. Now, all the niggas back from 1960 backwards, all the Negroes, especially the ones in the South, knew this because the majority of the niggas in the South belonged to the Communist Party in the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, and the 20s. You didn't know that, did you, Brother Drew? That's why they called Martin King a communist, goddammit, and said he belonged to the Communist Party. Because the niggas in the South belonged to the Communist Party. If they didn't belong to the Communist Party, they belonged to the Republican Party. They wasn't Democrats. Go goddamn do the history. Your ass didn't become a Democrat, and still you see you walking up in 1964 becoming a Democrat. Your savior, Martin Luther King, wasn't a Democrat. Your Lord and Savior that got y'all's ass into the trouble you was in. Shit. When you was segregated, yeah, you was in the right gate. When you got integrated, you hit the wrong goddamn gate. Because what is the definition of integrate? Integrate means to go completely into a system. Segregate means that you are different from the system. Now, what do the Constitution of America, not the states, say about the emancipated slave? It says that you are free from the Duncan Mason equal to the Duncan Mason, but separated from the Duncan Mason. God damn it, that's what the Constitution says of the emancipated slave. What happened that you got integrated with this goddamn Duncan Mason, Democratic Mason? How did you get integrated? Yeah, you integrated yourself. And you went on the state constitution when you did this. You didn't go on the fucking federal constitution when your ass did this. You went on the state constitution. You can go on the federal. Because when they freed you back down here, they left it up to the states on that 13th and 14th Amendment. They left it up to the states when to free your goddamn ass from 1870 to 1970 for 100 goddamn years. The states said, you the motherfucker that voted your ass into this shit. You the one that went to the polls to vote it in. Donald Trump said that all the states had broke the Constitution of them 13 states that they had swore that they was up under, made a union with. You are of America, America's republic. You the of all the other states. Donald Trump said he gonna make your ass go back to being a patriot to the Constitution, a republic constitution, not a democratic constitution, but a republic constitution. Because, see, your ignorant ass don't know that a democratic form of government, Bernie Sanders tried to tell you. Bernie Sanders said, I'm a socialist. He tell you, I'm a true Democrat. I'm a socialist. You niggas sitting up hollering, ooh, Bernie Sanders, socialist. You can't be no goddamn Democrat without not being a socialist. A socialist is a loyalist. The socialist is Great Britain's form of government because he was first a loyalist. Then he become a socialist up under the name Democrat. Because that's the form of the government that people don't understand. Bernie Sanders say, I'm a socialist. I believe in a socialist form of government. Hillary tell you she ain't no, don't believe in that shit. So what form of government do Hillary believe in? She don't believe in a democratic form of government. So if you go check her ass out, you'll see goddamn and her family went into a club in the secret society in 1884 called the Fabian Society. So she believed in a Fabianism form of government, which is the third form of government, and you don't even know what Fabianism is. That word ism again, Brother Drew.
Right.
So you look up the words, I'm telling you, Fabianism. When did it come into existence? Hillary believed in Fabianism. Fabianism is a form of democratic government, but it ain't pure Democrat. But you don't know what I'm talking about, because, hell, you don't know nothing about Fabianism. I learned this. I mean, hell, you got to read to learn. I'm just sharing this knowledge with you. You can go check me out if you don't believe what I said, but most people's feelings is deeply hurt. That when I start talking like this, your feelings get deeply hurt. You ain't going to listen to me. Only person that's searching for knowledge are listening to me already have knowledge and searching for more knowledge, and break the shit down where you be able to explain it. Because you can't explain it like me, but I can put a format on you that you know this knowledge that you can explain. See, Brother Drew, no, Brother Drew sit in my class and his children many, 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 many years. Everybody had they Shabbat. And what made about Coke? Coke come in talking real fast. You got it today. You the one. That's what him and Oliver fell. You remember him and Oliver fell out? They got on cross behind that. Coke came in and say, Oliver, it's your day. Oliver say, I didn't prepare. Coke say, didn't prepare. He said, what is the Cubs guy's motto? Be prepared. He said, yeah. Coke say, the motto of the Cubs guy is be prepared. You call yourself an elder. What you mean? You can't hold class. That's what Coach told him. Coach say, the motto of the Cub Scout is be prepared. That ain't the Boy Scout's motto. Is you a Cub Scout? He got offended by that because he said he wasn't prepared. So then he turned around to me and said, Brother Dwight, what you got to say? I said, well, you want me to teach? I said, I teach. And he said, no, I'm going to get Ishmael. We're going to listen to Ishmael because all the women love Ishmael. I never will forget that Shabbat. But then he told Oliver, when I call on you, you're supposed to have, because how long had Cole did this? How long had Cole told you that you need to have you something that you can talk an hour on if you call yourself a teacher? Elder. He told all of us that. That's right, we all have some. And then the children, Blues children, start standing up. They call on me, I teach. Then your children, here come yours. Then the elder little three-year-old girl, she teaches how to sing, the Olivates. But you supposed to be prepared. When I talk to you, I only give you ideas and preparate you for you to do your thing. Because most of the people that listen to me, they doing their thing anyway. They pumping a whole lot of knowledge anyway, Brother Drew. But when we get back and look at how our government is, ask ourselves a question: do we really know? And quit bullshitting yourself that you do know. I've noticed something about this, the teaching in this school system up under this system, is that we've been taught that we know. We've been taught we know. We don't even know. We use words that we don't even know the damn definition of. But we've been taught that we know, and we think that we know. And that's the majority of our problem. That's the reason I wanted to run down some of this history that we have had, because I got away from the subject of asking the preacher a question, but we can ask these goddamn politicians this question, you know, because if we're going to go by the Constitution, Brother Drew, like Donald Trump said, I'm going to hold him to his goddamn word, because I heard him say it. I got his ass on tape that when he said that we going back, all the states had broke the Constitution. That was the original Constitution, what they had. But when we go back and study the history, Brother Drew, before Jefferson left office, each one of the states started breaking the Constitution, and they ain't stopped. They just got worse to the point where it's a crisis now in the Constitution. And chapter 7 in this book deals with, chapter 7 is crisis in the Constitution. When they first started having crisis in the Constitution, to where they done escalated to now, of how everything done got out of hand. See, in the Constitution, they have a law that a sodomite, if you get caught for being a sodomite, your ass go to the prison. They don't kill you like they do in the other countries. But if you got caught being a sodomite, then they would send your ass to pen. That used to be the law, but not no more. Meaning that every nation, every state we see right now has broke the Constitution of what the original Constitution said. See, they ain't since Thomas Jefferson. And see, dealing with slavery, see, came in 1870. This is back in 1776 when they started breaking the Constitution. By the time they got to 1870, Brother Drew, we can see how Alabama's and how the state break just by our history. In 1870, Brother Drew, we were supposed to be separated but equal in everything. Now, it took them 100 years, Brother Drew, to pass something that said that we was equal to this Duncan Mason to stop him from fucking with us. Because, see, it was after 1970 that this Duncan Mason in the South wouldn't mess with your ass during the election, telling your ass you better vote straight Democrat. See, let's look at something. When you train a voter to vote straight ticket, not to use your mind and weigh and balance the people that's running, it becomes a major problem after so many years, because they think for you and you can't think for yourself. That's what makes you a lawless. You become a lawless person to the party. I done heard some of the niggas say, "I'm a hope to die Democrat." Blue Dog, I think they call them, or some call themselves or something. Well, that means that your mind is completely conquered by isms. Shit. See, ism done tore your ass up.
Right.
Now, if your mind is free, you would have the ability, me and you dealing with some shit like that. If I'm looking at a candidate, I'm going to weigh and balance the candidate of what he done did, his works. But if somebody done conquered my mind through an ism, I'm Blue Dog. I'm a lawless.
Yeah, just go vote straight Democrat.
Right, right. When you vote straight Democrat, that means that somebody has conquered your mind. You can't think for yourself. And now, how many goddamn niggas that you see that vote straight Democrat ticket? Huh? How many?
99.
How many? Yeah. What percentage?
Probably 99.
That means your ass can't think for yourself. Somebody else done thought for you. That's when you become somebody's zip goddamn fool of the greatest motherfucker that ever lived on the face of the earth, and that's a white man. Because he done fucked every female in every race of people that was colored on earth as we speak, reproduced a child over a period of only four generations is all it need now. And after four generations, that child become him, and there are schools of thoughts. And that's what you fucking with right now, a crisis of that shit,
right,
what you're looking at. And that's what, and see, it's a crisis now that only us, see, we mutations. We classified as mutations. And see, our minds is mutated out of that goddamn. See, we are mutation, highly. I put it like this. We were first an amoeba. And when we was an amoeba, we become a parasite and became inorganic and organic matter come into goddamn existence. But see, it's one goddamn thing that Daddy told me. When you get here, you got to know who that goddamn amoeba and parasite is that you staring your goddamn ass in your face. And Daddy would tell me so quick, shit, you look like a parasite to me, motherfucker. I have to feed you.
That's a good one.
And shit, my daddy would tell your ass that shit quick. Nigga, you's a parasite in my life. Hell, you got to be you. Daddy say your ass ain't nothing but a germ. No goddamn way. You start off, which he was right. Your ass a germ in a minute. My dad, everybody know that was shit. Everybody in Crockett know he called you. If you from Crockett and you my age, everybody know Hawk. Shit ain't as I'm bitch don't tell you about Hawk. Shit, my daddy goddamn would tear your ass just like this. Shit, he call you a germ, a maggot, parasite, leech. He hated a parasite and a goddamn amoeba. Always in a swinging ass nigga. Woo, shit. That would get on his goddamn nerves. Here come a swinging ass nigga. Every time you see this nigga, he broke. He wants something. And it was the same people who... I sit there and look at him in the pool, oh boy, the cafe, boy. As they coming down the road, you see him walking across the field or coming down the road there and say, here comes this swinging ass nigga here. I got to give him something, Junior. And go in there and get that nigga some goddamn hobo soup. That ass soup he sold for 15 cents. He called it hobo stew. For all the niggas that was hoboing. See, long time ago, they used to have a lot of hobos come be on the train, come through Crockett.
Right.
And Daddy would take all the leftover vegetables, cabbage, greens, all of everything, mix it together, put that seasoning in there, and throw some fat back in there and get them niggas some of that fat back. He called it hobo stew. It was the 15 cents a bowl, and he'd give you a big old piece of cornbread or some crackers. He made that for all the swinging ass niggas.
Right.
He'll tell a quick, nigga, you better go swing up on you goddamn 50 cents, I mean 15 cents, so you can get a hobo suit. But if they couldn't swing up on it, Daddy would give it to him. But shit, baby. All of this, man, Brother Drew, was some deep teaching for me, you know, and deep understanding where I understand a whole lot right now. But we have to know what we believe in now. We got to examine it, and that's what we're doing, Brother Drew. Me and you, we're going over what we was given. And we finding out that we was given one of the biggest goddamn, the greatest, story ever told. No, the greatest lie that has been ever told to the world. Shema Yahawada, Yah, Aben Yah, Ika, Kamaida Yah, Kamaida Yah, Kamaida Yah. Till next week, Brother Drew, I'll holler at you.
Okay.